Chase McCabe, joined by Chase Briscoe. It's the Chase and Chase Show here today. Chase, how are you?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm great because we got NASCAR and the 500 right around the corner, and I know that this is an exciting year for you as you make your way from the Xfinity Series after so much success into the Cup Series. What's kind of going through your mind as you get ready to run the Daytona 500 in a full Cup schedule for the first time?
Yeah, I'm just excited, you know, to get going to you know, really everybody keeps asking expectations and all these things. And until we get going, it's hard to really say. You know, I don't know where I'm going to stack up or, you know, what I need to go do to get better and what the length of these races are going to feel like physically. So I'm just excited to finally get going so I can learn all those things and just really see where I do need to go get better, because all those guys at the Cup level are so good at what they do. You know, they're going to definitely humble me quite a bit. So I'm just excited for that part of it and the process that comes along with that. So I'm just ready to get going, and it all starts at the Daytona 500, like you said.
How much have, you know, you can always lean on guys that have been in the Cup Series for a while, and you have teammates that, of course, you can do that. But you also have the unique situation that your teammate Cole Custer, he just went through this. He just experienced all this last year as he goes into his second year, and he won too. So how much have you leaned on him as somebody that just went through the process?
Yeah, quite a bit, truthfully. And that was something last year. Even I would talk to Cole quite a bit, just trying to figure out, you know, what's it like? You know, what's it like moving up? What are the things I'm going to have to learn if I do get the opportunity? And, you know, like you said, I have a lot of great teammates, whether that's Harvick or Almirola and even Cole. You know, I'll probably use Cole, even though he's the least experienced guy out of that bunch, quite a bit, just because I feel like he's so relatable to me. You know, what I'm going to be going through this year is exactly what he went through last year. You know, he's most recently out of the Xfinity car like I am. So, you know, to have guys like that in my corner is just going to be a huge, you know, help to me, I think. And, you know, I'll probably wear those guys out quite a bit. But, you know, that's my best opportunity to run good is by talking to those guys as much as I can.
Now, last year was such a crazy year with COVID and the pause and then the compacted schedule and running different days of the week, but you found a way to win nine races in the Xfinity Series. I know that had to be quite the accomplishment, not only for you personally, but your entire race team.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, last year there was, you know, so many, you know, easy excuses on why we didn't run good, you know, between COVID and no practice and, you know, just the challenges at the shop. But you know, just a testament to the Stuart Haas, and it seems like every time they're thrown a challenge, they just rise to the occasion and figure out a way to make it happen and rise above all the other teams. And it was the same thing last year. You know, we just, with no practice, you know, it was really going to be hard to kind of show up at the racetrack week in and week out and be competitive. And, you know, with the exception of maybe two races, I felt like we had a chance to win every week, and just shows how good those guys are, and it's going to be the same on the Cup side. So just having that experience, honestly, no practice last year will hopefully be huge this year, not only for me as a driver, but also the team.
Chase Briscoe here with us on ESPN 102.5 The Game. 5 years ago, you were winning an ARCA Series championship. Now you're in the Cup Series. It's a fast sport, you know, pardon the pun, but it literally has been light speed for you getting to this point. Have you had time to kind of sit back and just think how quickly it's all gone and been able to enjoy it?
It's crazy, you know, to look back on. And I was just doing a media thing a little bit before this, and they kind of mentioned that same thing, and I started thinking, you know, in the beginning of 2016 I had four pavement races, I think, to my entire resume, and now 5 years later to be in the Cup Series is just it's crazy how fast it's went. You know, that ARCA deal literally just feels like yesterday, and it's just happened so fast. And I don't know if I am prepared for what's about to happen, but you know, I'm just excited for the opportunity. You know, how many people can say they get to drive in the Cup Series and let alone do it for their hero and in the car that they, you know, would have dreamed of getting to drive for. So it's pretty special, and just, you know, I want to stay here. I don't want to do it for 1 year and be done, and we have to go perform now. So it's going to be a whole other challenge, but it's a challenge I'm certainly looking forward to.
You're taking over for a winning driver in Clint Bowyer, but that 14 car, that's the boss's car. That's Tony's car. So how much pressure, I guess it may be the wrong word, do you feel of living up to the expectations of what your boss did and of course Bowyer as well?
No, there's a ton of, internal pressure. I think just driving that car, getting to drive at Stuart Haas alone, there's a lot of pressure. But, driving that 14 car, like you said, that is the boss's car. That's Tony's car. That's his baby in a sense. So there's a lot of pressure that comes with that. And then just even, the fans that come with the 14, there's a certain legacy and history that comes with that 14, from AJ Foyt to Tony to Clint. All those guys are winners, and I want to be a winner and add my name to that list. So there's definitely a lot of pressure that comes with that. And, hopefully this is a car that I'm in for a long time. And, truthfully, I'm in one for, or hopefully I'm in the 14 for my entire career, because that would just be a dream come true moment. And just excited that Tony picked me, and very humbled, to know that Tony picked me, for me to grow up such a diehard fan of Tony's. And, that guy was my hero growing up. So to be able to drive his car is just very humbling.
Where were, I know with last year being so weird, were you in the shop when you found out that you were getting moved up, or was it a phone call? Where were you when you got the news?
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy story. So Tony had called me, and I want to say in August or September, and called me one night, 10:30 at night, and it was super weird for him to be calling me in the first place, and then really for him to call me that late. And we just talked dirt racing and sprint cars for a little bit, and probably 15 minutes into that conversation, he said, "Let's talk business," and told me that the 14 car was essentially going to be mine. He just didn't know if it was going to be in 2021 or 2022. They were still trying to figure things out with Clint, but he didn't want me to go anywhere else. And fast forward 2 months later, it's on a Monday, and I want to say it was in October, and I get a phone call from our marketing guy at Stuart Haas, and says that Tony's going to send his plane down to North Carolina. We have to go up there Wednesday. It's a last-ditch effort to sell our sponsor, HighPoint.com, on going Cup racing or Xfinity racing. We didn't know what they were going to do. So he wanted me and my wife to get on the plane. My parents were going to drive up. They lived 45 minutes from Tony's hometown in Indiana. And we were all going to meet the HighPoint CEO and co-founder. And we go up there, and we hang out the whole day. And I don't think anything of it. And actually, Tuesday, I got a call from my Xfinity team saying there was a 14 Cup car with highpoint.com all over it. And I told them, "Yeah, Tony's just trying to, show the High Point folks what the car would look like." And I didn't think anything of it. And Wednesday, we get up there and hang out all day, and we have dinner. And at the end of dinner, somehow the word chance gets brought up. And I'm thinking, "Oh, here it is. Tony's going to put them on the spot and see what they're going to do." And he starts going in a little bit longer and longer, and says, "At the end of the day, I want to tell you, you're going to get a chance to drive the 14 car this year." And he had hidden cameras everywhere, and wanted my family to be there to, have that
Wow.
moment with me, and just said, "You only get told you're going to the Cup Series once, and I wanted you to be able to remember this day forever." And, he just did it in such a class act way, to have my family there and, have the hidden cameras and all that, planned out, was something that he didn't have to do, and he did that. So it's pretty unbelievable that, the guy you looked up to growing up put that much effort into you, getting told you're going to Cup.
That's amazing. That's an awesome story, and the fact that you'll have that forever, and your family there. That's really cool. And you've been open about your family stuff, and you and your wife, and trying to have a family on your own. And so how was the balance of living life and going through those things, and then also trying to get nine wins and drive a race car?
Yeah, it was, tough, and truthfully, it's still tough. We're still going through battles trying to figure out what we have to do. And perfect example, today just wasn't a good day, and as a husband, that's hard to see your wife go through those things and, try to be there and support her through that, because, as a male, we don't understand those feelings that they're going through, and all that. And it's definitely frustrating. It's hard to balance work and home life and all these things, but we managed to do it. And it's certainly not easy, and I'm sure it's not going to get easier. It's until, we figure out what's going on, and what issues we're having, and until we have a baby, it's going to be hard to cheer her up, I think. So it's hard to balance all those things, and I don't know if there is a perfect formula or not, but we're just trying to do the best that we can, and try to just be there for each other, and put that stuff honestly first before work, and put work behind family. And it seems like it's worked so far.
Well, I can tell you this, you're a lot more mature at 26 than I was, and it wasn't that long ago. So, best of luck to you, not only in the 500, but the rest of the year. And I think you're going to do some great things. So appreciate you taking the time today.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
If you've missed any of today's show, just search Chasing Checkers on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.